This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content there on the front page of the site. All of it that you see was put there by listeners like you. We didn't do that. We just plugged in the system and you started making content, and thank you for doing that because I think it's great. It's a great source of show prep for us. So you can go and vote up what you like, vote down what you don't like, and put stuff on there that you don't see. Things that you think we'll find interesting that our listeners will appreciate. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Conan.
We're going back to Dave. He's in New York calling because he's mad at the police. And we only just scratched the surface of his story, which involved him getting into a car accident, while he was driving somewhere, and then leaving the scene of the accident. So, Dave, just to clarify, you did not get out of your car and trade information with anybody. You just left.
No, because I was pulling into a parking space, and there was nobody else was in the car, or whatever. And I didn't feel like sticking around to.
So this is even one of the worst kinds of hit and run. This person didn't even have the opportunity to get your license plate or a description of your car. You are one of the lowest lives on the road, man. You went into a parking lot. You hit somebody in a parking lot. Was it as you were leaving? You were backing out.
It was an accident. You know,
It doesn't matter, dude. It's called being responsible for you.
Listen. But even after I left, like a few hours later, this douchebag cop came to where I live, and you know, he knocked my door, and he asked my license, my phone number, and he said, "Oh, I'm going to tell your insurance company." He said he was going to go in and tell my insurance company. And right now, I'm sitting here talking with a friend of mine on Facebook. You know, and you know, because it's like he say she say kind of thing. You know.
Wait, did he know that you hit the person?
No. I'm telling my friend of mine here on Facebook of the story of like what happened, and because you know I'm just sitting here because it was early this morning.
No, I think he's asking, did the cop know?
You just said the cop came and said that he was gonna get your information and send it to your insurance company.
All he did was he looked at my driver's license and he asked for my phone number. He didn't give me like a ticket or anything, you know.
All right, hold on. So I just want to make sure I'm not missing something here. You were going somewhere. You went to the place where you're supposed to go. When you were leaving, you hit somebody else's car in the parking lot?
I went to Pleasant Valley from Poughkeepsie to get my mail. And then, you know, I was pulling in, whatever. I kind of, like hit somebody and, you know.
As you were pulling into the parking space.
Yeah, as I was pulling into parking space, and it's not like I did I'm going to hit this person on purpose. No, it was an accident, you know? And, you know, I went and, you know, and instead of finding out who this person's car was or whatever, I didn't feel like sticking around to say, oh, this person's going to, you know, come after me or whatever, you know? So I bolted out of there, and like a few hours later, this douchebag cop comes up and he knocks my door and he asks for my driver's license.
What makes him a douchebag exactly? I mean, he didn't arrest you. He sure could have, in my opinion.
I hate cops. I just don't like them. You know, they're a-holes, you know. He asked for my...
Wouldn't you want to know, Dave, who hit your car if somebody hit your car in a parking lot?
Not really, because it's a piece of junk.
All right. So you don't like... All right, so you hate the cop, but what about this person? Was it a nice car? Was it another junker? What was the condition of the car before you hit it?
It looked like a Chevy Nova kind of thing or something. I don't know. It was like in 1980s or 90s something. I don't know. But like, you know, I was trying to pull into this parking lot to, you know, to try and angle in because it was on an angle. And, you know, my right front bumper hit his back left, his other bumper. And then like, you know, I was like, I pulled it in reverse and I just bolted out of there because I didn't know what was going to happen or whatever.
All right. How much damage did you do to the other car?
It was minimal. It was like minor scrapes and bruises, you know, minor scrapes and bruises. And, you know, I just pulled it out because I didn't want to deal with, you know, what was going to happen or whatever. And then this.
Yeah, you didn't want to face the consequences for your actions. You didn't want to. Do you have insurance, Dave?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So but how did the cop find you? Do you have any idea?
I don't know how he found me. I don't know. Maybe somebody witnessed you.
Was it a busy parking lot?
Wait, he was telling his buddy on Facebook. Maybe the cops are all in tune.
I left from Poughkeepsie and went up to Pleasant Valley to get my mail, and I was pulling into this parking.
Yes, you told us that five times. I want to know is what happened with the cop. He took your information, said he was going to contact the insurance company, and that's it.
Yeah, he said he was going to contact my insurance company. He saw my driver's license. I told him I had a few tickets here and there.
You believe this story, Conan?
That doesn't make sense to me.
Is there a criminal charge here?
If he knew that you did something, he would be arresting your butt.
Did you admit to the cop that you had another car?
No, but he came to knock my door. He was like, what happened in Pleasant Valley? I'm like, I don't know. I told him, should I wait for the person or whatever? Because this is the first time this happened.
So you told the cop you hit another car?
Kinda, yeah. And, you know, I didn't know. He goes,
that's a crime, isn't it, Conan? I mean, can't they arrest you for that? Or at the very least ticket you for that?
I'm thinking that's an arrest for fleeing the scene of a crime?
Yeah,
that's an arrest.
In my opinion, Dave, you lucked out. You got the best cop on the force.
What I should have said was, am I being detained? Am I free to go? I should have said that. Am I being detained? Am I free to go?
Well, Dave, what you should do is make right and do what you can.
I would go back to that establishment. Talk to the owner of the place. Maybe the customer came back in and said, someone hit my car. Maybe you can get in contact with this person. You need to make this right, man, because that's being irresponsible and that's being a douche.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Dave. Good luck out there. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, if you're in a parking lot and you hit somebody's car, obviously you don't have all day to wait around, right? So you could go into a couple of establishments that are nearby. You could,
leave a note on the windshield. This is my name. This is who I am.
Right.
You know, we can deal with this later, but I got to go.
Yeah, the first thing I would do, though, is, like, if I was at, like, Walmart or something like that, I'd go in and I'd have them page over the overhead, like, you know, would the owner of the Chevy Nova, the blue Chevy Nova, come to the customer service counter, mm-hmm. just to see if I could find the person and deal with it right then. But, yeah, if for whatever reason, and you've done your best, you've done your due diligence of trying to find who this person is. It could be they parked there and, you know, they're on lunch break or their car is broken down. They're not even in the shopping center, right? So you leave a note on the windshield and then at the very least they can get in touch with you at that point. By the way, that's not legal advice. That's just...
And I don't even know if fleeing the scene is an actual crime. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure
actually doing damage to someone... And just running off.
I'm pretty sure that's called hit and run, and that is a criminal act.
Well, I mean, but no person was hurt.
That's true.
It was just their personal property.
Maybe one of our law enforcement listeners is tuned in tonight and can clear this one up for us.
Very, very curious. I suspect that story was maybe inflated.
Well, who knows if Dave is telling the truth, but then again, why would he get on the radio and lie about himself hitting somebody else's car?
He just admitted to everything. Where he was, what he hit, where he lives. I mean,
call the Poughkeepsie Police Department and
signing on as no name during the call. I mean, being in the call didn't help. It was Dave.
Oh, yeah. So there you go. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's talk about Bernie Sanders, Conan.
Because we don't talk about him enough.
Well, we don't really talk about Bernie Sanders very often. I mean, really, what's there to say about him? He's doing very well in the Democratic primary.
It seems like he's kicking Hillary's butt. And
22 points.
She was the front runner for many years up to this moment. And
he's
then
got about 22 points in
all
New
of
Hampshire.
A sudden, this crazy old man comes out of the woodworks and offering free ponies and... The whole nine.
Is Bernie Sanders bigger now than Ron Paul was in 2012?
I think as far as the liberal party, the liberal side is concerned, then they're his Ron Paul. But as far as I don't think so. I think it's an equal amount just on the other side of the aisle.
That's what I'd like to know. I haven't been following, you know, I don't follow these politicians very closely. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how much money he's raised. I don't know, you know, if he's packing stadiums like Ron Paul was doing. But it certainly seems like he's got a lot of buzz around him.
He does.
I see a lot of Bernie posts on Facebook. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. He packed the house here in Keene at the rec center when he came here to speak. And that was months ago.
Yep.
It's Free Talk Live.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in anytime to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacists administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
This week on Geico's Stuff Found in Your Car, we look inside your rear door pocket.
Oh, hey. Yeah, me, the almond. Possibly one of the healthiest snacks, just rolling around in the crumbs of inferior foods. You were too busy to save me, but are you too busy to switch your car insurance to Geico where you could save hundreds of dollars in just 15 minutes? Probably not. Saving money with Geico is awesome. Almonds, on the other hand, are just a superfood. No big deal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here on our toll-free lines, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com. and enjoy the features you'll find there on our site. Also, coming up on October 29th and 30th, you can join our very own Mark Edge, Trace Mayer, Stephanie Murphy, Bitcoin Bell. You might know her as Michelle Seven, former co-host of Free Talk Live. Stephen Michaels, Paul Pooey from the Airbits wallet, and many more at the Bitcoin Investor Conference. Whether you fancy yourself a Bitcoin investor or you actually are a Bitcoin investor, you want to meet some Bitcoin investors, this is going to be the place to be. It's the first ever. And you want to get in on the ground floor at conferences like this. Meet the movers and the shakers in the Bitcoin universe at the beautiful D Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. It is an event you won't want to miss. Go to BitcoinInvestor.com. Get your early bird tickets. That's BitcoinInvestor.com. And as an added bonus, the D Hotel accepts Bitcoin, so you should pay for your hotel room with Bitcoin. So once again, that's BitcoinInvestor.com. October 29th and 30th, Mark is going to be broadcasting Free Talk Live from the event. Again, BitcoinInvestor.com. It's Ian and Conan in the studio with you here tonight. Just barely scratching the surface on Bernie Sanders. I was just wondering aloud as to, you know, how's he doing compared to Ron Paul? He sure does seem to have a lot of buzz. And one of the things that's weird about the Bernie Sanders campaign is that there are people who have been saying they're trying to choose between Rand Paul and Bernie Sanders. So it just goes to show that people just don't know a damn thing about politics.
No, it blows my mind.
Or what? I mean, Bernie Sanders, look, I'm no fan of Rand Paul. But, you know, he's clearly somebody who understands more about freedom than Bernie Sanders does. The idea that, you know, there's a tough choice between those two, I don't really get that.
Well, they're both underdogs, and I'm thinking that there's a certain...
Sanders isn't an underdog. He's dominating in the Democratic
primary. He started as an underdog, and now he's becoming established. But right. Rand is still an underdog, and I think that people are always going to root for those types, regardless... whether they think they're going to win or not. It's just, I don't know. I think it's unpleasant that so many people, and by the way, none of them Ron Paul supporters. This is a whole nother element. This pretty much the people who didn't get the vote last or who refused to vote 4 years ago are getting their chance now because now they have someone who represents the Free Pony Express. Mm. And that's what it's all about. I mean, and some people are really hurting. I mean, they've got medical bills or they've, you know, they think that they're not getting paid enough at work and they can't afford to feed their kids and stuff. And
this guy comes along and
they can't afford to pay their college tuition or their tuition bills, you know, 10 years later. And this guy, what's he bring with him on
free
the magic carpet?
Free education, free everything, free jobs, bigger paychecks. And people respond to incentives. You know, they respond to these promises. You'd think they'd figure it out by now that you can't trust these politicians. They're not going to do what they say that they're going to do. And even if he does do it, it's going to cost, what was it, $15 trillion? $18
trillion? $18 trillion, which is about equal to the current deficit, U.S. deficit, over 10 years.
The debt, right? Not the deficit. The debt.
The U.S. debt. And you would think that, you know, the baby boomers, you know, I've got my deal with them, but this is a lot of people who are for Bernie are young guys, you know, straight out of college, the hipsters.
Well,
they love this guy.
They don't know anything about the world. Yet.
They don't understand economics. They still living in their mom's house. They're still living in the basement.
I want to talk more about it, Conan. Hold that thought. Let's go to Carla. I believe this is Carla, the president of the Free State Project on the line with us here, calling from Lebanon, New Hampshire. Hello, Carla.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, good. Thanks for calling in tonight. I know that it's been an interesting evening in Lebanon there. Just to bring our listeners up to speed with why you made the trip out there today, because you live in Manchester, there was this library in a nearby town that had been running a Tor node, the Onion Router. It's an anonymizing system for the Internet. We talked about this in great detail last night on the show. Or the night before that, whichever one it was. Anyway, they got threatened by the Department of Homeland Security, and they shut off the Tor node, and they wanted to allow the library's Board of Trustees to decide at tonight's meeting what to do about that, and you were there.
That's correct. So I'll lead with the good news. The board has decided that they will switch it back on.
Wow.
So I think it's a great moment for freedom. There was a fantastic turnout. We had maybe like 12 to 15 protesters who came out. The Freedom Library Project, who are really the people who've been spearheading this project, came out. And when the woman saw us, she was so happy. She actually declared this is the first tour protest in the history of the world.
How many people did you get out there this evening?
She said like 15, 20.
Yeah, so
which is big in, you know, today's events.
It is.
Yeah, and fair enough today, you know, there's voting going on, people are sort of split up everywhere. I came out because I think it's a really important issue, and it's actually a historic issue because this was the first library in America to do this as part of a project. It's the seed pilot project, and so I think this is a good message that's going to be sent. In fact, the lady from the Freedom Project, Library Freedom Project, said that, you know, once this news came out about this, she's been approached by other libraries, so it looks like this has actually given their project a lot of momentum.
Yeah, that's what I expected would happen here. I figured that there were a lot of other libraries who are eyeballing this case and, you know, sitting back and waiting to see what the Board of Trustees decided in this case. Now, it's my understanding the board actually originally had voted for this unanimously. What was the vote tonight? Was it still unanimous?
So, you know, they did their Ninja Roberts rules moves. So they didn't actually take another vote because they took the vote in June and nothing has changed. So basically the administrator of the library just said, we're definitely switching it back on. So it'll be back on the air very soon. It's still going to include an exit node, as far as I understood, which is really like the best kind that you can get.
Interesting.
And, you know, it wasn't just us. That room was full. It was standing room only. There were, you know, professors, IT people from MIT, from Dartmouth, old ladies from Vermont who came out sort of for free speech.
Was it a public hearing? I'm sorry to interrupt, but was it where you could actually speak to the board, or was it all just people watching?
No, it was a public hearing. They had the director from the Tor Project speak to the room. And then they took, you know, testimony from people. There was some very compelling testimony. There was a librarian who's originally from Colombia who actually broke out in tears and said, you know, this is so important. If only we had had this during our revolution. Mm. And, you know, and I think they hit the right notes. It wasn't very strident in terms of a battle between, you know, us and the DHS. It was more like, hey, this is a great tool. And let's as a community really do this because we are part of a global community now. And let's be sort of the thought leaders on this, and let's be the first people.
Did the Department of Homeland Security send someone out to testify against the Tor node?
There was no one from DHS. There was a deputy police chief from the city of Lebanon, and also a deputy spokesperson from the city. So, you know, two bureaucrats, pretty much. And, you know, and they were pretty measured as well. They said they weren't really, you know, hoping that people would turn it off. They just really wanted to bring these issues to bear. Mm. And it was overwhelming. Well, you know, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like you backed them down really,
face, of course,
really well. Carla, stand by. If you want to talk more, stand by. We'll bring you back. If not, I understand you're busy. Thank you. Your choice. It's Free Talk Live.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY cable and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours, don't be afraid, it's easy. Guns80.com, go to guns80.com now.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, we were just talking about the Tor node in Kilton Public Library. It's going to be turned back on. Carla Garrick, the president of the Free State Project, was just on the line with us to make that announcement. I'm very excited about that. She had to go, though. She's, I'm sure, rushing to get back to Manchester because there's all kinds of activist-y things to do. So thank you for that update. I was really curious to know how that was going to go, and I'm happy to hear that it's coming back on. The first library in the world, or at least in the United States, to have a Tor node.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out it was actually an exit node. That was a detail that we didn't have previously. The exit nodes are where the traffic leaves Tor, which is this the Onion network, it is, or the Onion router, where it helps anonymize traffic on the internet. You can go to two different types of sites with Tor. You can go to the Onion sites, which are only accessible from the Tor browser. And you can also go to regular websites and be anonymous when you go to those sites. And so when you're going to a regular website, your signal has to exit the Tor nodes at some point and go on to the regular internet. So it's those exit nodes where that happens. And the exit nodes tend to get in hot water with law enforcement because if, let's say, you're going to use Tor to download a movie or something that's an illegal thing to do, then the movie will be coming to the exit node.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes through the Tor system and it ends up on your computer. But if the law enforcement's investigating that particular download, they're going to see it as though it is going into that exit node, and they will raid the location that has the exit node, thinking that that's where the person is who's downloading the movie.
Right.
So there's a serious risk involved in running one of these exit nodes. So if it's a public library that's running the exit node, then there's not really much they can do to library.
They can burn the whole building down.
Well, that's unlikely.
Yes, it is.
The Department of Homeland Security is going to do that. In this case, they made a threatening phone call of some sort. They contacted the library. They got them to shut off the node. Tonight, the Board of Trustees had a meeting, and they decided to turn it back on. So really glad to hear that. I'll put up a news story about that when I get a chance. Of course, we're in the middle of the show here. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts, but I also want to let you know another way to protect yourself online. This is a good way to add an extra layer of security if you're using Tor, and just in general, is to use a virtual private network. ProXPN is what we recommend. ProXPN does it right. They offer OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption. They encrypt your internet connection so your own internet service provider doesn't even know what you're doing anymore once you start using ProXPN. And unlike those other guys, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. So go to proxpn.com, use code FTL50. You'll save 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you buy an annual account with our code FTL50. It can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. For great privacy protections, go to proxpn.com right now, use code FTL50, and take back the privacy that is your right. Let's go, before we talk more about Bernie Sanders here, Dennis is on the line in Florida, listening online. Hello, Dennis.
Hi, guys. I kind of liked your conversation about people being inherently good or bad. I thought that was kind of a fun topic.
Okay.
When Conan or Conan, which is it? I don't know.
Conan.
That'll work.
Conan. Okay. You reminded me what I told my daughters growing up is like, I used to go, it's hard to be good, baby. And then they'd be, yes, daddy, it's hard to be good. And it really is hard to be good. It takes an effort. And we were definitely born with both. We were born, I think, with good and bad. I mean, bad to survive if you have to, but you know, it does take effort to be good. And I don't, why is that? If there's a perfect creator out there, why didn't he not just make us good?
Well, according to the Bible and all, it's all about free will, right? The first story in the Bible is about the tree of knowledge and the apple, and he gave us the option to either eat it or obey God.
I know, but isn't that just playing games? I mean, isn't that just kind of giving us choice to play games and see what will happen? I mean, that's always been my.
This could just be a cosmic game.
Yeah. He could be the spaghetti monster out there, and he's not a good god at all. He's just he's more like a Greek god. He's just having a ball, watching us fall all over ourselves and figuring it out slowly but surely.
Well, that's probably what's happening, because there is no perfection in God. If we are a representation of God, God is not perfect by no means. If God does exist, he created evil. He created all the games that we play and all the bad things that go on and all the good things as well, which there are many.
That's
of.
True.
But,
well, I disagree on that interpretation. I mean, ultimately, you know, you can also look at it from the perspective that God is perfection and that everything in the material world is by its own nature imperfect, because it's not, you know, it hasn't reached that level of perfection to which it could then be considered God. Of course, I also believe that everything is God, and so is everything that isn't. But that might be getting a little too metaphysical.
So you're saying he is evil and good?
Well, yeah, as you pointed out, you know, God would have created all of those things, right? God is beauty and God is ugly, all at the same time.
God aside, what do we do now? I mean, people do take the path of least resistance. I mean, I think people want to do good as long as it doesn't cost them too much. You know, if it doesn't cost them TV time or inconvenience, I mean, they'll do the right thing as long as they don't suffer too much, which is kind of pathetic. I mean, because true freedom will come from real effort, I mean, in my opinion, anyway.
Well, one of the reasons I think that being good is difficult and it takes work, and it does, but when you realize that being good is works in the long run, there's an incentive to being good. Your day will be enhanced. People will react to you more positively. I mean, it strengthens everything by being good. The problem is getting to that point where you realize that, hey, being nice to my fellow man is going to benefit me in the long run. Once you realize that, you know, usually it's a downward cycle or upward cycle from there on out for people. So that's the problem, getting to that point. How do you make people realize that being good is beneficial? Whereas being bad is it's just bad for everyone. It's bad for your family. It's bad for your business. It's bad for your life. So I think it's getting over that hurdle, that long process you just said, Ian, is the and that's what we need to wake people up to, is being good, being living voluntarily, and not forcing your neighbors to pay for your stuff. And
Like Bernie wants,
yeah. Exactly. But and see, everyone embraces Bernie as this really, really good guy.
They think he's good, and I'm sure he thinks he's good as well, right? Mm-hmm. Like from his perspective, he believes that using the force of the state to make people equal is a good thing. Of course, we disagree, and we would say that using force is never using aggressive force.
It's just the root of evil, right there. Using force against your neighbor is never right, and nothing can good can come from it. I mean, we will never evolve to probably the level that Bernie wants us to, while we carry on the way that we do, and wow. That's the whole Vulcan theory where the good of the mass outranks the good of the one or the individual. Mm-hmm. And he's all about that. And so until we realize as a people that the
good of the individual is the good of the mass.
That's right. But you have to start with the building block, with the individual. You can't start with the mass. You have to start at the bottom and work your way out.
Corrupt means will lead to corrupt ends, for sure. Dennis, other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
Well, just one more. A Star Trek utopia, a socialistic utopia, Star Trek type utopia, would be great. We're just not ready for that. We're way, way not ready for that yet. I mean, spiritually, intellectually, whatever. In theory, it sounds great. If everybody contributed equally for, you know, a better world, yes, that would be great. But when you're taking from people that try and get to people that don't try, that's not going to work. That never will work. I hope
it'll only build resentment. Thanks, Dennis.
It's all about the lizard brain. We got to get rid of it. We got to evolve past the lizard brain.
All right, we're going to continue and talk more about Bernie Sanders and his $18 trillion promises, which of course are probably underestimated. Probably cost a lot more than that when all is said and done. If he actually does get his way, 855-450-FREE allows you to join us here on Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
KDR Armor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Toll free, 855-453 is our number. We've got Skype as well. Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
Whether you want to talk about Tor or Bernie Sanders, whatever you want to discuss, can go here tonight. We're going to get deeper into Bernie Sanders here in a moment. Not in a dirty way. That sounded kind of weird. Yeah, I'm not interested in that. But I want to also invite you to check out Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Today, the 15th of September 2015, is the third anniversary of the theatrical premiere of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which is a movie that I had the honor of being the executive producer of. And as the executive producer, my role was to fund the movie, which it wasn't a big budget, but, you know, I did put that money forward, and I also created the website. And
it's your baby.
It's partially my baby. It was also partially Bo Davis's baby, who was the editor. Couldn't have done it without Bo. He really brought a level.
So who's the mom and who's the dad?
Oh, I would guess Derek J and Bo probably would be the two most important, because we couldn't have done it without Derek J and you know, and his Victimless Crime Spree and his vision for the film. He essentially was the director of the movie, actually helping to direct the film from inside his jail cell. And actually, Bo was in jail with him. They were both working together in the.
That's when I got here. Was Bo was still in jail whenever I got here. And so he came out all scruffy and like, who is this guy? Bo goes from scruffy to clean. It's just it's a cycle with him.
And he's, by the way, he's moved on to create his own kind of production company now as a result of, you know, kind of starting out with Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Derek J, we all know and love him. He's still blogging over at Derek J or TheDerekJ.com. But, you know, the movie's still out there. You can go and watch it for free on YouTube. And it's been an absolute honor to be involved with the production side of things and helping to promote the movie. As in my job as executive producer, you know, I'm out there putting the movie out there and promoting it. And, you know, I helped make the DVD deal, which was also helped out a lot by Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. He really helped out with that behind the scenes. So a lot of activists came together to make this thing possible. And it now has over 170,000 views on YouTube.
Did you ever investigate like the Netflix outlet?
I did a long time ago, and maybe it wouldn't hurt to check them out again, because a long time ago when I contacted Netflix about it, I think it's like their stock response was like, oh, we're not looking for anything right now. So that was what they said.
Because you know what, it is a very, very good documentary.
It's
entertaining.
It is.
It's eye-opening. It's just well done.
It's emotional.
You can tell that it has kind of a shaky cam artsy feel to it.
Yeah, it's real.
But it's very well done. And in this time of shaky cam video movies, they're making whole movies using the same procedure.
Right.
It makes sense that, you know, it's not that hard to watch. Some people, older people, older generations, they watch the shaky cam and they vomit it all over themselves. But I mean, this is something that we see all the time. I mean,
this wasn't done on purpose, you know.
When you're running from the cops, it's only you can only keep that camera still so well.
Right. If you haven't seen it yet, please, you can go to victimlesscrimespree.com. You can watch the whole thing for free online, as over 170,000 people have done. So thank you for that. And you can buy the Director's Cut DVD. Great way to support the movie and also share the movie as well. So you can share the YouTube video. You can buy the DVD and pass it around. You can have a screening. We actually have a section on the website that explains how to hold your own screening with Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Unlike the most movie production companies who don't want you to show their movie, we want you to show the movie. And I even provide a PEG access channel version of the movie. So if you have a local public access channel, you can take this version of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which doesn't have the copyrighted music and it's formatted correctly for a full screen format, which a lot of PEG channels still have that. So you can actually submit that to your local public access channel, and you have our full permission to do that. So we want you to share the movie, and it's been 3 years of just, you know, great positive feedback from folks on this movie. A lot of people have moved to New Hampshire, and they've told us that Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree was a real motivating factor for them, that it was either the thing that closed the deal on them moving to New Hampshire or the thing that sort of opened their eyes to what was happening here in the first place.
Yeah.
So go and check it out for yourself and hit that share button. Put it on your favorite social networks. VictimlessCrimeSpree.com. We're celebrating 3 years of fun entertainment with a message. Anyway, back to something that's not so fun. Bernie Sanders, he is running for president. He seems like a nice old man who just want to help people, you know, get jobs and get paid well and go to school. What's wrong with that, Conan? I mean, there's nothing wrong with going to school and getting a job, right?
The problem with this is the word free, that people actually believe that there are free things out there with no strings attached, no consequences, and that is the problem. That's a huge, huge problem, because nothing is free. It's got to come from somewhere. And that is what he is providing. That's what he's offering. Free pony rides for everyone across the board. And how much is it going to cost? Well, Wall Street Journal tallied it up.
I thought that number was coming from Bernie himself. So it was.
Oh no, he's not going to tell you how much it's going to cost. I don't even think he's considered it.
No, I doubt it.
That's the last thing on his mind. He just wants to get elected. But no, Wall Street Journal actually did this. This is not coming from. I'm actually reading the Reason.com article. It's a little shorter.
Yep.
Sums it up a little better. But it tallies up to $18 trillion.
That's a lot of money.
Over a 10-year period. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
What is driving support for Sanders' campaign? The promise of lots of free stuff certainly helps. The Wall Street Journal has analyzed Sanders' campaign proposals and estimated that his plans for new federal programs would cost $18 trillion over the next 10 years. The bulk of that, $15 trillion, would be spent on expanding Medicare to include all Americans in an attempt to impose a single-payer healthcare system in the United States, something Republican frontrunner Donald Trump says he supported over countries other countries doing. I wasn't aware of that, but
so Trump's a single payer guy.
He sounds like according to this Reason article, he is, and I wouldn't be surprised. He's another horrible, individual.
Yeah.
And you know, both of these guys are very similar.
I'm not sure which
we were comparing him. We were comparing Sanders to the other side of the aisle to Ron Paul.
Yeah.
But I think that Bernie is more comparable to Trump. They're both populists. They're both reaching out to the idiots in the world
and
offering them what they want to hear.
Yeah, like right. Trump wants to get rid of the immigrants, so he's pandering to that crowd, and then Bernie's pandering to the freebie crowd. Which would be worse, Conan? Would a contest, the final general election, Hillary versus Jeb, or Bernie versus Trump? Which would be worse? It's really hard to pick.
Well, I mean, I guess they're all horrible.
Yes, yes, they are.
And the Republicans usually have a tendency to slow the horribleness down. It still comes, but it's just slowed down a little bit.
I don't believe that. Whereas
I think the Democrats, they speed it up a little
bit. I don't think there's evidence for that. I think that that's what the Republicans would like you to believe.
Mm-hmm.
But if you actually look, just look at our lifetimes, it was Bill Clinton who, when George Bush got into office, George Bush made Bill Clinton look like a small government guy.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you're right. But yeah, but every other president, whether he's Dem or Republican,
are
worse than the last guy.
Right. So I think that's a fair statement.
Right.
Like, it's fair to say that whoever comes next is probably going to be worse than Barack Obama.
All right. Well, I want, as far as the federal government is concerned, I want the worst. So whether I think it would be Hillary. But now this guy's here. Maybe Bernie Sanders would be a better player to actually burn the building down faster.
So you're one of those guys. You're one of those vote for the worst people so we can make the end come sooner.
As far as my local government, no.
No.
Because I live here, and I can see my neighbors, the people who I actually vote for.
So you're not going to vote for the Libertarian and whoever the Libertarians run in 2016?
Who's going to be Gary Johnson?
Who knows?
No, I'm not going to vote for
Daryl Perry.
I'm not voting for Rand. I'm not voting
for
Daryl.
You wouldn't vote for your own co-host?
I've already promised Daryl that I would vote for him if he's actually on the ballot. Even if I have to write him in, I'll vote for him. But no, as far as the federal government, I don't want to have anything to do with the federal government.
Me neither.
It is the worst thing for human beings, is a government of that size calling the shots. I don't have any control. They don't represent me, and I don't have any control over what they do to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want any part of them.
Your vote won't make a difference anyway.
So I'm not trying to fix that problem. It's kind of like the same problem here in our area, where the biggest money, the most money is spent here in our area in the schools. And people ask me why I don't run for school board, because I don't want to fix that problem. I want the problem to just end, and I want the money to go. Stay with the families, stay with the students.
You can't even change anything from inside the school board.
That's right.
It's terrible.
I probably can't change anything from within the city either, but at least the money they spend is a lot less, and, you know,
I think you can do more trolling inside the city.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so more on Bernie here. If you want to share your thoughts, maybe you're a Bernie supporter, and you want to set us straight here, set the record straight. Why is old Bernie Sanders the best choice for president? 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.